Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with organizer Sherry Hazen about the Ainsworth Fall Fun Days. The Ainsworth Fall Fun Day is this Saturday, so what can you tell me about it?
It's a day that we've just put together, a simple day for a way to get out and meet your neighbors and have some fun, food, and some comedy. We've got musical talent that will be playing during our meals. We have a talent show going on, improv comedy, a Halloween costume review, and all of this is for all ages. You can just show up and participate, or you can call ahead and register if you'd like.
So this is the first year that you've done this?
It is. It's kind of a mini Ainsworth Fun Day. We used to do this several years ago, and we did things in locations all over Ainsworth. This year, we're toning it down a little bit. Everything will take place downtown at the Ainsworth Opera House Community Center.
Where did the idea for this come from?
Well, actually, there were just a few of us in the community that thought we needed to get together with our neighbors a little bit more and just kind of brainstormed and came up with this simple idea.
So is it something that you'd like to keep going in the future?
Yes, I think we would. 25 years ago, we buried a time capsule during one of our fun day events, and next year will be the year that we need to open that time capsule. So we'll probably do something similar to this next year and revolve it around opening the time capsule.
Where is the time capsule?
It's at the Oregon Township Cemetery right here in Ainsworth. Right as you walk in, there's a marker there that has the date that we buried it and the date that we are going to open it.
All right. Any idea what's in it?
It's a lot of information from the community. There were letters written to children that were in there. I honestly can't tell you everything that's in it right now, but it's a lot of historical information that will be in that time capsule. And then next year we hope to bury another one and add more information from the community and the county.
Why do you feel like it's important to do a celebration like this for Ainsworth?
Well, mainly so that we can get back in touch with neighbors like we used to do. It's such a fast, hectic lifestyle anymore that several of us just don't feel like we're able to neighbor as much as we used to. So it's just the camaraderie and lighthearted fun that we think is important for people to continue with and to get back into those days of neighbors and being in touch with each other.
What would you say you're most looking forward to? Like, which event are you personally most looking forward to?
Oh, the whole day, actually. I just think there's a lot of variety here. There's the talent show, there's the improv comedy, the Halloween costume review. Then in the evening, we're doing mule-drawn wagon rides around town. We have a community campfire, so it's all exciting to me just to get people out and about and connect with each other.
Now, as far as the improv performance, who's putting that on?
Well, our pastor, Jason Collier, and one of our college-age kids, Trent Magelson, have volunteered to put that together. So it's just going to be show up and be brave enough to get a team of two or three people together, and you don't have to come prepared any other way. Just get up and have fun, and these two guys will make it fun for you and easy.
Okay, so it's like not a troop or anything that's coming in. It's going to be community members.
It's going to be participants that show up and want to get up and have a little fun, kind of based on that show, Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything else about the day that you'd like to let people know about?
Everything is free. The only thing that there is a charge for is the food at noon, which is going to be Maid Rites, chips, drink, and a dessert for $5 a person. And again, we'll have some music going on then. Mary Jo Kaler has agreed to provide us some singing and guitar music during that time. And then in the late afternoon from about 4 to 7, we have a simple meal of goulash, bread, drink, dessert, which is also $5 a person. And those are the only things that are being charged for that day.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Sherry Hazen. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.